banán, o sea, that's
thank you.
I can get a pick.
We're going live.
All right.
5, 4, 3, 2. Are we live yet?
Oh, Simple's a key back.
Simple's a keys. Last day. Bull. Coming to you at 134 at Santa Fe College. I'm Dander. Welcome back to the GNU Shade Room. We've got 3 more episodes left, I think, after this. How do you feel about that one? We made it through another season.
Yay!
Woo!
Awesome. That was insane.
How many seasons has it been? I think it's been like 8, but only like.
Okay. It's been like 3.
I think, before that we have a whole bunch of other episodes that never got online.
True.
So that's from like 2 semesters though. So can you get that damn camera off of me? Saqib is filming everybody. You can't see him, but he is every day. Like I said, can you get that damn camera off me? All right, so guys, what's up? We're going ahead really quick. We want to say we hope everybody who what is going on?
What are you talking about?
I don't know what's going on. I'm just here.
Oh,
I'm just here.
Only in spirit.
I know, I'm just here.
Only in spirit.
Okay. So how y'all feeling today? How y'all feeling?
Sleeping.
Okay.
Tired.
Ralph?
I slept all day, so I don't feel tired.
Okay. Why are you looking up Selena? Because
today is her birthday.
And which Selena?
The singer.
Selena.
Nice,
you know,
Gomez?
No, not Gomez. The one that passed away. So, yes, for those who did not know, Selena Quintana Perez passed away.
Yes, right.
Yeah, people were doing her the lookalike, her makeup thing.
I think I see some of that, but yeah, but today is her birthday.
J-Lo looks closest to her to me.
She really did, though. Did y'all like the movie, though?
I love that movie.
I love the movie, though. That's like. Some may argue like that's her best movie.
I liked her in
Enough.
She's
gonna be late.
She's a good actress. I liked her in Made in Manhattan.
You know what though? I loved her.
I liked her in Monster in Law.
High five on that one. I loved him that one too. But yes, if you are a fan of Selena, go ahead and wish her happy birthday in spirit. Send love and prayers to her family. You know, the music world lost a great artist that day.
We don't got the funding for that.
We don't got the funding for that, bro. That's got right infringement. That's coming out of your pocket, not mine.
Oh, it was your birthday yesterday.
It was my birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Okay, I wrote you.
I turned 18.
No, you didn't.
That's an alternative.
Like 35?
You wish. I turned 23, bro. You wish. You tried my life. He tried it. It's okay. He tried it.
He's giving away your
information
on the internet.
Some anniversaries that happened this week. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. They had a surprise anniversary magazine photo shoot with, I think, Variety.com. Correct me if I'm wrong. Can't remember right now. Didn't really get my notes up here like I should have today. But yes, for all you Buffy fans, there's also a video of Michelle. Buffy and Tara, I need y'all to stop.
Keep going.
No, scratch it. My bad. Anya and Xander, I need y'all to stop. Check the personalities. Anyway.
Anyways.
So, for all you Buffy fans, please catch that wonderful reunion featuring some of the cast. Not everybody cannot make it, but catch it anyway. 25th year anniversary, Portia. For who?
Say it, DR.
Yu Yu Hakusho?
Yeah!
25th anniversary.
Get out, because you're not about to be disrespectful. You.
They already passed theirs, and it wasn't good, sadly.
Get out.
No shade. No shade in general. Oh, yes, and I've been related to other Josh Wheaton news. Josh Wheaton is in talks to direct a Batgirl solo film. How you feel about that one, though?
About damn time.
Batgirl solo film, I think.
Is it going to include the killing film?
No.
Goodbye.
I feel like the villain needs a, what do you call, a show. What's her name? Harley Quinn?
You think Harley Quinn
is a team? Poison Ivy? Yeah.
Harley and Ivy need to get
I watched that one, though.
They're a beautiful couple.
A DC girl TV show, I watched that.
There's going to be, like, all the guys bad guys.
A whole bunch of guys who have no chance to get with any of them ladies.
Yeah.
Bruce Wayne's a whore.
Yes.
Wait.
He's a man whore. He's a man whore.
Yeah.
If a billionaire gave you a slice of attention, you would jump.
Yeah. Y'all seem kind of dead today. Let me call some, you know, some frustration really quick. So Ghost in the Shell, I think, comes out this week. You know, we're going to go back to back. But you know, though, somebody said that, why do we not get upset when Japan or any other country, like, changes the ethnicity of our movies, whatever, how you want to put that one, I don't know. It's like something kind of like reverse whitewash. Like,
one movie we don't watch them.
Huh? Well, for those who do not know, Japan, a lot of places have actually adapted movies that were made here first, yeah, and they made them over there.
There you go, adapted.
And we are adapting movies from Japan. Do you want to do that emphasis again?
No.
You want to point out the double standard?
It was literally, oh yeah, we're gonna take the anime. Mm-hmm.
But how do y'all really feel? But how do y'all really feel about Ghost in the Shell? Do y'all really feel like?
People, I mean, around the whole world, people watch American movies, so a lot of people will get offended. Then again, they don't watch all Japanese movies.
I kind of want to.
The creator, you know what though?
Mostly anime fans or Japanese fans only watch Japanese.
The creator said he had no issue with it. Like, he is very different from the get go, and said he loved the casting. Yeah. So I'm just like, well, if the creator is happy, I'm happy too.
Now let's just wait till they try to do an American version of Bleach and see how everybody feels.
Oh, hey.
No. If they do knock out Play My Girl.
No, Portia. No, Portia. Don't you know Miley Cyrus will be cast as her? Don't you, Miley Cyrus?
Who? Get wild, drag Miley by her little.
Oh damn! Oh sweet Jesus! But yeah, so you know, I feel it's gonna do good. Why wouldn't it do good, man? Is Scarlett Johansson?
Wait, Miley's gonna play which character again?
And someone, you know what though, I think I said someone who said they already seen, they said that they did a pretty good job actually incorporating Japan elements, because that's what the film is. He has said that Scarlett Johansson may be white playing the other main character, but they have like a lot of ethnicity, especially Japan, and they're too, a lot of Japan influence. So, you know. Huh?
I've seen a couple black people.
Seen a couple of you, girl? I ain't seen no black people.
Natasha Thomas. I hope they see.
You know what? Honestly, I'm going to be frank. I don't really care for the live action film, because I'm kind of a big fan of the original series, even though I didn't finish it, because you know Toonami and Adult Swim was on that BS. A lot of people have finished that. A lot of people have, though, you know, but like this is before stuff like, you know, YouTube and Kiss Anime, all these other things, you know, just like, you know, became involved.
How come they don't make a Full Metal one, which is most
Full Metal? That's based in
Japan. Band. Yeah. So yeah.
But almost all the characters are Western.
I thought that was based in like
Germany. Full Metal is based in Japan.
Yeah.
So they got Japanese actors.
Yeah, so if you're a fan of Ghost in the Shell, you can catch that in theaters. But I think it comes out tonight.
I would watch it. She looks Japanese.
Wait.
She has been.
Don't say she looks Japanese, because you start a whole different argument right there.
Asian.
That's like saying the girl who they picked to play like the dark Nubian queen and Jim in the hologram, say, yeah, she looks dark enough. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Work on that word choice.
The graphic designer is probably like made her Asian looking a little bit. I saw the changes they made.
If they did that though, I'm really gonna say you should have just got a Japanese Asian Korean.
What Sakeet said is she resembles Major. There you go.
Okay, yes. On up in other news, Power Ranger actor Richard Medina Jr. was sentenced to 6 years in prison today for, obviously, what has been ruled as self-defense. So I'm just kind of like, don't know why he got 6 years, but
It's probably he probably gonna do like a couple of years in prison, and they gonna put him
on parole.
Parole.
And shockingly though, he's only second parent in history to go to jail. Only the second one.
First.
Way. What? No, not way back.
Which season of Power Rangers? Since they all had a freaking name to it.
It was Mighty Morphin season 3. During the Alien Ranger series, the Lament series they had, and the young actor who played Rocky, he was actually caught up in, you know, a murder scandal and all that type of stuff. You can actually Google him and watch his story on TV as some documentary. So yeah.
He also a Ranger.
Huh?
Red Ranger.
He played a ranger, but he never got in a suit because, you know, they were playing like the younger version of them, so he never got in a suit. But yeah, he's still technically a he's a ranger actor, not like an actual ranger. But so yeah, Power Rangers is still in theaters right now. Check it out tonight. We will be seeing it. Woohoo! And it better be good.
That's all we're seeing most of the show.
We'll make up our mind when we get to the theater.
Ghost in the Shell.
Can we see Life? The new horror movie with the alien? Can we see that?
No.
Thank you.
Y'all some puss.
Yes, I am. I ain't afraid to say it.
No, it's not that. I just don't want to waste money on
y'all some puss.
What?
Oh, God. All up in other news, order for all you Beyonce fans out, for all you Beyonce and Lion King. Hey, we see you, Portia. Beyonce is in talks to voice Nala in the live action.
That role slot. I love Beyonce, but no.
Oh, snap. Hey, Erica. She just tuned in, and I didn't really know her, though. She just tuned in, you know. So, hey, Erica. But so yeah, how do y'all feel about Portia? I know you against it a little bit, though.
I'm more curious of who's going to play Serafina and Sarabi.
I just want to play Scar.
You know what would have been beautiful?
Yeah, they better have a good
one. You know what, though? I would have preferred
Wait,
this.
I'm lost. What?
Beyonce is in talks to play Nala.
From Lion King?
In the Lion King live action movie. You know Nala? Simba's love interest, last sister?
Yeah,
that's right. She was his sister. Deal with it.
Angela Bassett would be a good Sarabi.
I can see that. Angela Bassett as Sarabi, because we already have the original voice of Mufasa. He's back.
Yes.
James Earl Jones, he is back as Mufasa.
I love that. It's wonderful.
For real. Who else could though? Who else could
help me?
Bye, Mufasa. Sad movie. So yes, send us your ideas. Send them who you like to play these classic iconic characters in this live action Lion King adaptation. My opinion, if you get the original voice actors back, like Matthew Broderick, because I feel like he's the only Simba, you know.
But who gonna play young Simba?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's
so.
And young sassy Nala, because come on, Nala was
homegirl.
They, you know what? I know one thing. We ain't gonna talk about it, right? We talked about it last week. They better have the songs.
I like Mulan.
I better see some CGI animated lions singing. Oh, I just can't wait. Come
on. I read an article about Mulan. Why
it's probably gonna be Beyonce singing
that. We'll talk about it next week. I'm already disappointed with the movie. It hasn't even come. I haven't gone into production. And I'm disappointed with it.
Mulan,
the live action film.
Yeah, so
they better have Ming not play Mulan in live action. Yeah. If she was the voice, you better play the character.
Hey, turn it up.
Angel or an
But I have a question for you guys, real quick. I have a question. We're gonna move on real quick, and I have a question though.
What was the question? Didn't they want Scarlett Johansson as Mulan at one point?
No. Okay. She played Mystique in the prequel series for X-Men.
Jennifer J-Law.
How?
Okay, So there was rumor going around that she was actually in talks to play Mulan. Cause y'all, we talked about this show on the show. Remember, we talked about this on the show.
Other people.
We was like, a Jennifer Lawrence gonna play who? The Snow, the Rain. The sky, the lead, like, who is she?
The underside of the horse?
Yeah. Who is, yeah, like, who is she going to play? So, yeah.
She was playing a horse.
Yeah. But, you know, though, if you're not feeling this, like, if you're not feeling this Mulan live action, there's no live action Mulan film that you can go and check out if you're not feeling this one. Beyond, this is not a Disney adapt. This is like a full straight adaption, a more serious adaptation, I think, that was made in Japan. So, you can check that out. And I heard it was actually pretty good, too.
Kind of like how they did that Little Mermaid movie. How it's not from Disney, but it's called The Little Mermaid.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like in the circus or something.
They should have changed the name. I ain't gonna lie though. They should have changed the name.
We don't have the rights.
We have not seen that.
I want to watch it. I heard good things about it.
I heard it was great.
Yeah.
You know, Matt, they have a gay care, but you know, we're just gonna let the fact that she's in love with Water Buffalo just slide around and by, right? You're just gonna let that slide.
You know, I've never seen Water Buffalo before.
Alright, so for all you Fresh Prince of Bel Air fans, original Aunt Viv, you know, actually, she got a little upset that some of her cast members, including the second Aunt Viv. Okay, so here, I think it was like when it was Jenna Herbert, it was Aunt Viv. When Daphne Maxa Reed came in, it was Aunt Vi. So, yeah. Portia has to leave people. I know, Sarah. Right? She has to leave. But yeah, but
I love y'all.
Love you, girl. But they had a mini little reunion, and let's just say Miss Jenna Herbert was not feeling it. She, I'm gonna quote this as best as I can. She called Alfonso Ribeiro. I think that's how you say his last name.
Carlton.
She called him a media hoe.
What?
Oh, here we go, right here. I know the media hoe, Alfonso Ribeiro, has posted his so-called reunion photo. Folks keep telling me about it. He always wipes the ass. He was always the ass wipe for Will. There'll never be a true or me or friend. I have no interest in any of these people on that kind of level.
Salty.
Bitter. We love you, Miss Janet. We love you, though.
I mean, what could you expect? One of the people got.
But you know, though, it's so funny, though, because she had said, because, you know, for all these years, I'm not going to sit here and lie. I did kind of I think that everything that she did say was kind of true. You know, how, you know, Will was kind of like, he was like, he was the big shot, which, I mean, let's think about it. He was the big shot, one of the youngest box office actors in Hollywood with a hit TV show, $100 million past every single movie. Of course, I mean, and he was a kid, you know. But I think at this point, she gets me.
What do you call?
And she also a rapper. He was also a rapper, like a hit song artist at that time. Yeah, with a whole bunch of hit things. So of course, you're gonna think he was all that. I mean, who would? Especially when you're young in Hollywood. I think at this point, she just being like a little bit bitter, and I'm just like, let it go, be Elsa. Because you know, though, as soon as I see that she has said, I know the media hoe, I'm just like, come on now, really? That's just
salty. Like,
you get salty and bitter at this point, man. Like, it's not even worth it.
If she was cast as a main character. Somehow, she would have become famous by now. She would have had like hit movies, hit series, and everything.
It's
a different path they all chose.
You know what? She still could have had that. Instead of focusing on all this other crap, she could have been had that. She wrote, I think she wrote a best-selling novel. And I think she's looking to get that adapted. But I'm like, I would not want to hire somebody who called one of their former cast members a media hoe. And confirm they got fired off another show. That's just like, you know, that's like two and two for me. That's going to tell me that you don't know how to work with or respect other people. That's me on the that's just me. But, you know.
But then on a professional level, yes. But then you got to think about it. Like people get fired every day from whatever job. At the end of the day, it's a job. So depending on how you present yourself to the next person and tell them, yeah, I got fired because of this and that, but that happened such and such years ago, I'm a better person. Of course, they're going to look at it like, okay, well, we'll take all that into consideration. At that point, it's up to them to decide, do we really want this person to be associated with us?
You know, so... Like I said, it is what it is. This happened like, what, 21, Fresh Prince went off air in 96. She was let go in 93. Just like how many years later? I think time. Mm-hmm. I really think it's time to let this shit go. I think it's time to let this go and just move on with your life. You know, if you don't want anything to do with them, don't say the name. Don't say the name on social media. And you know, I got some. Just because your fans ask you about people you don't like doesn't mean you have to respond.
Wait, but mm-hmm. I never.
Like, come on.
I missed it. Why was she let go?
It was a lot of things. It was a lot of things because like one reason she wanted to go, you know, spend more time with her children, and pursue different projects. Another thing was she was just fired because they said she was difficult to work with. She was a diva on set. So you know, to this day, I don't think anyone really know why she got fired. Same thing with Shannon Doherty on Prue. Shannon as Prue on Charmed. The same thing with Tamar Braxton on The Real.
The first one is true. That kind of explains the second part too, because it's like, of course, you're an actor, but you can't take away time from your kids because they want you on set redoing this one scene because one fuck up that keep going on.
Yeah, true.
I think, okay, if she was a really good actor and everyone liked her, even Will Smith would have supported her at that point.
I think at some point, don't quote me on this, but Will Smith did kind of bury the hatch. I think he did bury the hatch because honestly, today no one else will mention this except for her. At least from what I've seen, she
was probably hard to work with.
Yeah, she won't know who admitted it except for her. So, you know, I wish her the best. She's a talented actress, dancer, producer, writer. She doesn't have to work hard to get work. She doesn't have to work hard. So I wish her the best, man. She's one of the greatest actresses in the history. She doesn't have to do anything to get work.
She only mentioned Will Smith, but you had the producers. You had people working in the backstage.
Will Smith was a producer on the show.
Yeah, I mean,
so besides so he probably had some hand. Yeah, well, or at least, you know.
Besides Will Smith, there's some other people that worked on set too. Like, they could have supported her, but they never did. So it's probably like she was hard to deal with.
Yeah, most likely.
And then
so,
you have everyone against you like that, it's going to turn you better.
Cool producers, you know what, though?
If they're taking away time from your kids, that... Let me sum this up real quick. Years.
Like, if y'all were to fire me from this...
How are we going to fire you from your own show?
It has happened. People have been fired from their own show. It has happened. So like if y'all were to fire me or like anybody else, or like if I were to fire, you know, Ralph for saying he was too difficult to work with, you know, I would just be like, hey, I wish you the best, kick deuces, I'm gone. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and be
upset with
y'all.
If it's a bad reason, we would Ralph obviously call that out.
For real though. I mean, it's Ralph.
I mean, yeah. We would say,
how you doing, Ralph?
On your part.
He might be cursing us out in his head, but he ain't gonna say it.
How you feel, Ralph? Give us your opinion, Ralph. Like, you never talk. Like,
he just wanted to fire you on the spot, man.
Yeah.
Speak up.
Huh? How do you feel? Oh, yeah, so he'll ask you, would you be this bitter for this long? Or would you, like, you wouldn't?
No.
I think, you know, like I said. Like,
the first few days, maybe a week or so. But then, after that, okay.
Especially, like, you're already talented. Yeah, like, you have a good talent, you can get other ones. Just, like, you know, it's not that hard. So, you know, we actually know some people.
And then you still get
Who were bitter after they had lost. I can see that. Unless there's two people
who worked on that show actually made it out of their way to make sure that you can't get work, then that's a good thing.
There you go.
Bitter.
Well,
I was going to mention that. There's two possibilities.
Well, okay. Well, you know what? So here, I'll have to answer that one too. It's 2017. It's the 2010s. If you can't get work, guess what you do? You make your own work.
Either that or going to porn.
You make your own work.
But what if there were opportunities that are way better and it got cut off of that?
Well, you know what, though? You just cannot get those opportunities. You can't be hung up on that one, though. You can't be hung up. There's been many of opportunities that I have had to take to pass or not take. But I'm just like, I'm still doing me to this day. Starting up my own businesses, I'm still doing this. And I think everybody here can say that in some way. Opportunities have come and go, but guess what? We still keep the wheels on the truck moving.
Yeah,
so, I mean, you know, I think at this point, there are really no excuses as to why you can't, for real. I mean, you have to do something to pay the bills. So, you got the research and talent, just do it, you know. That was a good one, y'all. You have more stories like that often. You know? So, let's go ahead and talk about it really quickly. We got five. You know, actually, this is for the YouTube one. The YouTube, this one is going to go up on YouTube in a few months, like in a few weeks. Put all the episodes.
A few weeks.
We have 5 more minutes left. But for the people on the live stream or something, we got 10 or maybe 20 more, depending on how this goes. So let's talk about the It trailer. You know? It.
Seen it. Really good.
The trailer.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it.
Sinead, you don't like horror movies, do you?
I know. I didn't watch it.
How about you? Did you catch it?
No.
I'm only, I caught it. Aria, did you watch it? Oh my god!
I remember people were.
Where is Portia?
I remember people were angry at the costume thing, but you don't even.
I think the costume.
You don't notice it. No.
Honestly, I think the costume works for the direction they're trying to go.
Yeah, yeah. But you I never noticed it in the trailer.
But you know what though? He looks sore, but I'd be like, if I was a little kid, I would have to go up and get a balloon or something from him. I know that I'll be dead like the first three minutes of the movie.
Probably. You're
kind of
black.
Oh my god!
Because you're black, you
could
probably be the first one.
Wait, scratch it though. My camera is black. He survived. You know?
But no, it's a white neighborhood. There wouldn't be a black kid.
My camera was black. He was in the neighborhood. No, y'all will stop. But yeah, so
Jamal, we need to go check out that basement. You crazy. Fuck that blonde bitch. I'm out.
Bye, baby.
If you survive in the morning, I'll talk to you then.
For real. Don't invite me. Don't invite you. Yeah, for
don't
real.
Don't invite me nowhere unless we at school.
Let's talk about it. Can't tell why the kids our age and her will always, you know, go somewhere with the sketchy friend, with the car that never works, with the phone that's never on, like 8 miles into the woods, and you just sit there and be looking like...
They'd be running and then just fall.
I couldn't be like, I'm too smart to be in a horror movie. You know what, though? I think before we're out, I would get in my car, and I'll drive off the street, and I'll be like...
I wouldn't even go. They'd be like, oh, okay, let's go. No.
How about we just sit here for today?
How about we just sit here and watch puppies run around.
They were like, but what about the killer? The killer.
Hey, I'm having a birthday party. My house is located in the woods.
No. You can have that birthday party by yourself.
Okay, so yeah, we got 3 more minutes.
I did the stupidest thing. I did go to that party in the woods.
No.
I didn't get hurt. The white girl tripped over a log in the dark. And everybody had to come inside.
Wow.
So, y'all, let's go ahead and talk about, you know, the brand new Facebook update.
What is it?
Face.
I think it's
Snapbook.
I mean, I've seen that on the phone app thing.
Chatbook.
Where you, like, flip down and you can video record yourself.
You know what, though? I think it's just a little bit too
normal.
Much. I think that's too much at this moment.
I don't like it.
They're trying to compete with Snapchat.
You already have it on Instagram.
Exactly. So why try to put it?
It's people who use it feel the difference. I don't use it. I don't feel the difference.
I don't even think it's necessary.
I'm going to use it because I don't know how to use Snapchat. So
the same way you
do I've used Snapchat before.
Snapchat is confusing.
It's actually fun.
I'd be like, how do you get the filters? I'd be like, I can't get the filters. Hold on, baby. Somebody talk. Somebody keep talking about Facebook. Here we go. I'm doing this.
Everyone take a selfie.
Saki, no one likes you, Saki. You can't sit with us.
You can't sit with us. It's called segregation. I don't like it. Dude, you and Ralph are the minority in this world.
Yeah, exactly.
We didn't tell you to sit at the back of the bus. You just chose to go over there.
No, Sinead
didn't. That made me look ugly. I don't want to see that.
Sinead took my spot.
You took her spot.
I took his spot. I sat there and I was like, I'm taking his spot because you're disrespectful.
Okay. So we got to so the Facebook update, yay or nay?
I don't care.
Snapbook.
I think they should take it off.
I call it InstaFace.
I don't care.
They're probably going to take it off. Yeah, well, actually, no.
They might not.
If they kept the trending, And the whole live stream thing, they're probably going to keep that too.
As grandma,
so like, they should take that, what do you call it, the poll stop, where you have people randomly posting like random snaps or. Not snaps. I meant the memes and everything, the articles. I hate the articles. They should take that off.
All right, guys. So we only have 34, 33 more seconds left.
You got to read through the articles. So
what?
Hush, dear. Let him speak. Go
ahead, child. Bye, Devin. Bye. Oh, yes. For all you guys listening on YouTube right now, you can actually like, share, and subscribe to the DeAndre Network.
Yes.
You can also follow the DeAndre Network on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
You can like my Facebook page, DeAndre. AKA Peace. I also have a few more. I'll tell you about that later. But everybody say goodbye.
Simple thing. We love you.
And this is where the after show kicks in. And this is where we talk about all the dirty stuff.
I don't even know what this is.
What it says.
What you talking about?
You've heard of carried out loud?
I'm just going to DM.
You've heard of rape culture, but have you heard of
pedophile
culture.
We can talk about that real quick. I gotta say this right now before I forget. If you are listening, you're looking at this right now. Publix now does the 20-piece hot sauce for
$8.99.
$10
Boy,
that's a steal. I'm not saying go out and steal it, but you know it's a steal.
Like $5
a whole chicken, $5 will.
Two chickens for $8. I love me some chicken.
So
don't listen to
that $8.99 for 20 pounds of chicken. I'm like, who would not want that one? You could be crazy not to want it.
Walmart chicken can go to
him. Okay, so we cannot talk about this, you know, like during like the official form, which not though. Let's go talk about it now. Everybody's favorite conservative radio vlogger, whatever, Tommy Loren was let go of her job. Ooh. I think this week or during the weekend.
Ooh, how do y'all think? I heard about that Tommy Loren.
I don't even know that girl. She's not important. She was the black KKK.
Yeah, I heard about that Tommy Loren girl. I'm glad she's dead.
She's not dead. Oh, but you know, no, let me say this real quick though. I'm gonna say you're gonna fire because she said she was pro-choice. Mm-hmm. But she ain't gonna fire because she's a bad journalist. Okay.
She should have been fired.
Or a bad commentator. Huh?
Wait, so you have a country that emphasizes free speech, yet if you spread your opinion, you get fired for it? Okay.
No. What I'm saying is that
you're pro-choice.
You're gonna fire because she said she was pro-choice. But you won't fire her for literally spreading false information about the Black Panthers, Black really Lives Matter. So you're not gonna fire her for
I mean, honestly,
I'm not calling her race, but she has some racist tendencies.
I remember back in the day when I was part of the Black Panthers.
Honestly,
Devin, you ain't that old, bro. You are 28 years old.
You're not 28.
I brought you back in the Canada, didn't I? Though, yeah.
I'm trying to wait. Anyway,
Dion, I really don't feel. I mean, if we say like we do like freedom of speech, why would you fire her for saying?
She was pro-choice. You know, because, okay, so here, the Blaze is weird, okay? The Blaze has.
But that defeats the whole
purpose. Yeah. The Blaze is around. The Blaze. It's more than white people. Like, it's like it's way more. The Blaze.
I want to know what it really was.
If you look at the Young Turks. The polar opposite is the Blaze.
It's a Christian community. Oh my God.
You want to know what it really was?
What?
It was the fact that
you gotta take over.
Everybody complained, but when some higher up started complaining, then that's when they had to let it go.
But you know what though? Actually, I'm going to say, I think he has been claiming. Glenn Beck, the runner, I think he's been complaining about her for a while now, actually. I think he was because I did some research. Apparently, they have not been on the best of terms for a minute.
I mean, nobody has.
Like, you know, they have not. They were not on good terms. You know, But you know, those shot. Guess what? Those shot. I read that Glenn Beck was, you know, he hated Barack Obama. Well, not hate. He did not really like Barack. But then he said, "I love Barack." He said he was for Black Lives Matter. He was for Black Lives Matter. You know, or something like that. So, you know,
times change. People can change too.
But you know, but like I said, the Blaze is a weird company with the weird shows and weird people.
Blaze Pizza.
No, Blaze, the Blaze Media Group.
My grandson watched that.
Papaya, Sakeem, just papaya. Sorry, right.
Papaya.
If you are still listening to it, thank you so much.
We're gonna wrap up stage on.
Really?
Listen, Linda.
Grandma,
too
savage.
Bye, Grandma. Who remembers Hyrule Temple from the
from them Zelda French.
Ariel just gave me a little thing and it says Weenie Hutt Jr. for the top part. Hyper Fight Club the bottom part.
You talking about Super Smash?
Can y'all see this? Can y'all see that? I hope y'all get a little close.
Hey, man, look, we got my grandson, Lex, coming in here. How you doing?
Well, damn. I know your grandson was older than you, sir.
Shut the fuck up.
I mean, ma'am.
Shut the fuck up.
Lord Jesus. So, y'all, question of the week. Who has a question of the day? Question of the week. Who has one?
Question of the day?
Yeah. I got a good one.
Okay.
Should we go back to traditional dating?
Yes.
No, don't kill him.
I actually did that.
Like, don't kill him, grandson.
Like,
I need him because he's supposed
like,
to take
damn it
as a grandma.
Like the like the dude asked the girl out and he pays for everything and
what the hell?
Like that. Devin went from 1956 back to 2017.
The room was dead.
A lot of what changed that is the fact that, like, what if it's like two dudes or two ladies, who's the.
The top pays. Don't waste how I know this.
But for the ladies.
Okay, I'll play it.
But for the ladies.
Okay, so like, actually, like, a person who was out.
No, I'm saying.
There was a person I knew who was, like, out and proud, and they was like, they would split the bill.
No, I'm saying, but like, but I'm saying, you know, if you go in a traditional, the man pays type thing, if you have two ladies that are both feminine.
Who's the butch?
The one with the biggest bank account pan. What the fuck?
Wait, hold on.
I'm just saying, like, that's one of the things that do with monkey wrenches.
Listen, okay, so a way to determine this whole thing is when you go on a date, put your phone in the middle of the table. The first person to touch their phone throughout the day, that's the bitch that paid. You turn.
Oh, damn.
Put your phone
on. That's a good game.
Put your phone
on. That is a good game. I'm going to try that.
To win this.
But they don't
phone on airplane mode, they'll never fucking know. They don't get it.
Oh, God. Ralph laughing. It brightens up my day because I hardly hear Ralph laugh. It brightens up my day. It really does.
Y'all go on
the mansion, be porn.
Y'all go on the day.
That's what
both of y'all put your phones in the middle of the table, but you turn your phone on airplane mode first.
Wait, I disagree with that. What if the date ain't going too well? And you need your friend to call you saying, hey, I got an emergency. What if they ain't going too well?
That's when you talk to the bar beforehand, like, hey, I'm going to give you a keyword. And when I need to go, I'm going to say, hey, can I get a margarita on the rock?
So what you're saying is that, so, you know, like, if the date ain't going too well, and I tell the bartender, bring me a vodka, they'll come back and say, Mr. Dirt, there's a family emergency.
There you go.
I'm sorry. I'm be honest, though. This ain't working for me. I'm ugly. You too pretty. You paying for the dinner, bye.
There is actually a restaurant where if your date isn't going too well, they when you
it's not Hooters.
when a female goes to the bathroom, there's like a list of prompts that you go and tell the bartender. And depending on what you tell the bartender is what action they'll take. They'll like, if someone to like, if the date isn't going good, you say, can I get an angel shot? If the date isn't
angel shot, they need that.
If the date isn't going the way that it was, if the date isn't the person that they said they was, it's like it's some other drink and it's like two other drinks or whatever. And I know the last one is, you know, get me an Uber, get me out of here immediately.
Oh, dang. Well.
Wow.
So who gonna use that, yo? Be honest. Shanae.
Granted, Hemphill.
Ralph. You gonna use it. I know you gonna use it, Ralph.
I mean, if I'm like in an awkward city, I'm already awkward anyway, so if I feel like uncomfortable, I'll be like, okay.
So, okay, no, let me ask you real quick, Logan. What is the perfect date? Like, you're going to take someone on a date or someone actually go on a date. Like, what would you want
to
do on that?
Let me tell you what Granny like to do on a perfect date.
Granny, nobody wants to sit in their chill, sipping off prune coladas. Wait a minute, let it finish. No one wants to sit at home drinking prune coladas while watching old reruns of Touched by an Angel. No one wants to do that, okay?
Who the hell do that, son? I don't do that. Let me tell you. Granny like to put on a freakum dress, you understand? Granny go out to the bar, you know, Granny.
I know Granny was a thought, but okay.
Granny like to order the funky monkey, then.
The funky monkey? What the fuck? Y'all, we are doing so much cousin on this podcast. We need to go back to our lens, y'all.
Answer your own question. What is the perfect date for you?
Perfect date for me.
I was telling her,
Granny, that's a very good question. So, like, I talked about this the other night with someone, you know, potential love interest. Well, one of many potential love interests this week. Sorry about his hand. No, Sakib, that's your hand.
You know, Granny. You know, Granny raised okay. The thought.
But for me,
I walked into it.
Great, great. Granny brings a gentle. So the perfect place for me, I'd be like, you know, like, as long as I'm with the person I'm really into them, well, I ain't gonna say anything. I'd be good, though. So, like, for me, I'd be like, let's go for a walk in the park.
What the hell?
Okay.
Listen to some jazz. Listen to some music. Like, watch the stars.
What, are we back in the Middle Ages?
What the
fuck? Well, mine was the similar.
Go to the movie. Let's go to the movie. The Irony
S'mores.
High five, Shanae. Might want to take myself on a date tomorrow night.
I don't either. We got the same idea.
Granny, I don't know what the hell she went wrong with y'all. I mean, if the man paying, you know what you do? You go to like, oh, honey, let's go to that new restaurant.
That's a bit, okay, so. Let's just say that the dream date involved going to someplace very expensive. Who should pay?
Again, this is where you have to make the money in the middle of the table.
Whoever suggested it.
Yes. Dad's one answer. When this question asked around me with different group of people, always say the one who asked it for the date.
But
that's the, you know, that's what I hear.
Also go like, you know,
50-50.
Yeah, 50-50 into the way. But you know, as you know, they expect as gentlemen, as men to be as gentlemen. Oh, you know, put your wallet away. You know, we'll pay for it. It's 2017. Fuck that. You put your phone in the middle of this table, bitch. You touch your phone.
Rab is cracking up, y'all. Who is this tuning in? Hey, Justin, what's going on, bro?
I think about perfect date.
What's your birthday, Sakeem? What's your perfect date?
I don't care. Like, we go out to eat.
Are we going to Papayas? Are you going to take us to Papayas?
No Papayas.
No. Ooh, are you sure we're going to Papayas?
Of the time when I went to Papayas.
Sure, no Papayas.
What's wrong with Papayas?
There's nothing wrong. I haven't been there. I can't recommend a place I haven't gone to.
They biscuits may choke you, but the chicken is to die for.
You know, that reminds me of a story right that biscuits. You know, one day, Granny and Grandma.
Listen, Granny got a story.
Yeah.
Listen, Granny got a story.
Yeah. Wait, hold on, hold on. Sakeem, go ahead.
Wait, you know, let me just tell the story.
Okay, go ahead, go ahead.
Papayas, biscuits. You know, Grandma and Granddaddy, we was doing some 50 Shades of Grey, you understand?
Stop.
And
then, Can we please give Grandma her what's that pill called? Some volume, some volume, whatever they call it. That can't give her so she gets knocked out because Devin, you are killing Ralph.
Let him live.
You are killing him.
We want him to live. You just won't let him.
So, perfect
the story.
Oh, wait, let's
can we get Donald Trump in here?
I got some Morris with his Cheeto ass.
Go ahead, Sakeem.
Okay,
go ahead, Sakeem.
Perfect day. We go out to eat, doesn't matter where. We come back, play some video games, probably fighting games.
Okay.
But the person who makes, like, it'll be a perfect date if we both could make each other laugh.
Okay.
Bless your heart, you little nigga.
Let me tell you why I took video games out of mind.
A perfect date, you are not allowed to play no date.
I know, because it goes from a date to Mortal Kombat.
They're going to see you again. This is Devin talking, not Grandma.
Oh, I would never.
Thank God, Grandma.
I would never play any competitive game with anybody on the first date because that's just going to ruin the whole thing right there. Because if I lose.
They're going to text you no more.
Yeah, they're going to be mad because, like.
Don't text me no more. Don't call me.
They're going to be like, go easy, man. Fuck you. Fuck you.
And then when they see you, they're going to.
You'd be like, no. You'd be like, ooh, fresh.
To find out how strong your relationship is, you and another couple play Mario Party.
Ooh.
I'm gonna fuck Mario.
You do that with America, girl. No, you okay. Ask for them to get a divorce.
By fighting games, I mean.
Okay, let me ruin somebody. Okay.
I would play only the games they play. Not really?
What if they're not a gamer?
Lord have mercy.
Slowly introduce them with Nintendo. Start with Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
Start them off.
I would lose her to that.
I have some disagreements with that one though.
Yeah.
What you gotta say?
We start off big, so we are going for Injustice, Marvel Capcom 3, The Original Tekken, Street Fighter. We gonna bust out the play that you play some bloody roar.
Granny
could go suck on a cane for at this moment. Ralph, what's your perfect game?
I see why you're single, because you should have listened to Grandma. You would have had that person by now. Now go on, someone. Now. Don't try me.
Grandma, I don't need any help. I don't need any help getting anybody, Grandma.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Oh, you 23-9. You ain't getting no
Ralph, what is your perfect date, Ralph?
Go ahead, my Dr. Grandson. Tell him what you're
talking about. Never mind.
I don't know. Something we both agree to do. Like, well, if we both want to go to...
She's trying to play that Battleship game.
You know what?
She's trying to play that Diablo 93. Yes,
Diablo
93? Back in the day. Oh, you know what, though? You know what, though?
That's what Granny used to play, but it used to be real life.
I'm going to take the show to a different place. Who watches live stream right now? Two people. So I'm going to take it to a different place right now. So I would use video games as a form of foreplay.
There you go. That's what Granny talking about. There you go.
You would do it. You get as a form of foreplay,
or watch a movie.
I need to get some food.
No Netflix and chill.
Ooh, okay. So
Xbox and chill.
If you do not know by now, you do not know. What's the origin of Netflix and chill? Who knows?
Crunchyroll and...
Nah, it ain't that. My verse is that I pick the movie, it's at my place, you bring the food, you sit all the way on the other side of the couch, and you let me eat and watch the movie, and you just sit there looking good. That's my verse.
Yeah.
Y'all leave for real?
No, Granny will be back. Granny finna go get this heat gun for this girl. I'll be back. Y'all, keep talking amongst yourselves.
Why does he remind me of my great aunt Doretha?
Yeah.
Listen, don't talk
mine too.
Baby without damn no you shits.
Bye. Get out. Oh my god, y'all. We're going on 50 minutes on here, man. We might as well break an hour. We might as well go ahead.
Story time.
Go ahead, Sakeem. Tell your story, bro.
Speed dating.
Hey, Chelsea. Hey, girl.
Why is there a hole in your shirt?
Wait a minute. Hold on real quick, Sakeem.
Yeah.
So she says she said VHS and chill. Now, who still has a VHS player?
VHS and chill?
VHS? Ain't nothing wrong with that. VHS is lit. I still have my VHS movie.
Did she really say VHS?
Yes, VHS and chill. I would do that.
You would know that they're too young for you if they don't know how to work that VHS.
Ooh.
That's a good idea. I should do that. VHS and chill.
VHS and chill.
That's how you know that.
I know we watching though.
They're old enough to date you.
My favorite old VHS film I got. That's come to my is Never Been Kissed. That's
I watch Zorro.
Zorro.
I still have all the old Disney VHSs.
And Disney ones.
I got half. I got like Power Rangers and Sailor Moon. I got old 90s movies. Oh, 90s cartoons.
Speaking of which, I did go to a speed date.
Oh, listen.
Let them tell the speed date.
Go ahead.
So, it was interesting.
You were speed dating? And you didn't invite me? Sakeem, I'm lonely too, bro.
It was just a really spur of the moment. Somebody asked me if I could switch for them because they're dating somebody else right now. So, I got a free invite.
So how was it fun? Did you meet anybody?
I met a lot of people, but I noticed something. There's a lot of single nurses in town. A lot of single nurses and vets and doctors.
So all the people who could kill you if they hate you.
Exactly.
So when you say vets, do you mean veterinary or army vets?
Vets. Oh, like veterinarian?
Yeah. Okay, veterinarian.
Well,
I'd be so scared to date anyone who's a doctor, a nurse, or a vet, because you either kill me, put me in a coma, or took out my pet.
But they were nice people.
On the surface, you don't know like what happened a little ways along the line, you know?
Catch them after 3 days straight working in the hospital.
Yeah, they would want to kill me. But there were, I met a lot of nice people. It's just, I did get mashed up. She got a friendship vibe for me, which, yeah, I was going for. Yeah.
So you didn't meet nobody? Did you, like...
Yeah, friend zone.
Any potential love interests of those, Sakeem?
No. Not as of right now.
Damn, Sakeem, shit. Excuse my language, y'all. Excuse my language. excuse my language. Please, all mature people, excuse my language, though. God forgive.
Oh, it was interesting. I would go again. It was my first time. I was nervous, too.
It's something brave that they do.
5 minutes per table, so. Exactly.
I'll be going there just to make friends. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's more time than you swiping left or right, though.
I don't need to get at least talk to him one-on-one.
Yeah.
Like, face-to-face.
Yeah. So, you know, so we just talking about dating and shit, apparently. So, we're just going to go. So, what is the worst or funniest dating app you have ever seen or used? The silent. Ooh.
I've been using
them. Y'all some single bitches, huh?
Yeah. I never used no damn app.
That's how you know.
Oh, my God.
I'd have to say, I haven't used it, but, like, from hearing about it and stuff, that it would be Tinder.
Tinder?
A whole lot of Tinder.
It's for real, though. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's Tinder?
Apparently, serial killers have used it, too.
Oh, it's a key. Come on.
Stay off of Tinder.
That was our PSA warning, y'all. You can take it or leave it. That was our PSA warning. Public source announcement. Take it or leave it.
PSA.
Well, either that, like, if you are going to go for Tinder, at least make sure you have a taser with you when you go on that date.
Even then, it's like random one thing, person you're just going to go fuck.
Oh, let me tell you, the worst thing I've ever heard somebody...
Randy's back.
What's your name? She gone?
Yeah, she gone.
I thought we were going to the movies.
She was going to get that movie.
Oh. So, you know, so like, ooh, y'all, we're just getting all off topic. So, like, the worst thing I've ever heard someone using for a date...
The worst thing?
...is Craigslist. Whenever I ever heard, I was like, you never heard of the Craigslist killer, the Craigslist puncher, Craigslist? Kidnap. You never heard of the Craigslist? Okay, fine.
I can't
never use Craigslist for dating. My stepdad.
I'll use Craigslist for anything.
So we could sell puppies.
Craigslist. Oh, okay. Craigslist. Interesting thing about Craigslist. Okay, those who have used it. Apparently, I've heard it from two different friends.
What is it?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Craigslist story.
Something.
Okay, let's say there's two coworkers, but they like each other, but they can't tell that to each other because of, you know, company policy. But one of them posts on Craigslist, just like Reddit, if they liked each other, and there are apparently posts like that all over Craigslist where they say, "Oh, I met this random girl at this place. I liked her. I don't know if she likes me." And if that dude or girl happened to see that, they can respond back.
See, let me tell you, Granny is hip with the times. You know that app called Snapchat?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy. Okay, let me tell you this real quick.
Hold on.
Go ahead, Grandma.
Listen, that
at least app, you don't call yourself Granny Annie.
That app called Snapchat, when you add people and you message people.
You snap.
Yes, no. It's gone in 24 hours.
Yep.
That means they'll never have any.
But what if they save it for their phone?
You will get a message saying they screenshotted it, baby. Granny knows about that.
Because listen.
Granny called a many people trying to get
out. You know, some people, I've literally seen people. Oh, God, Ralph, come on, breathe, bro. When you laugh, you kind of scare me like you for the die. Like you for the die, Ralph. You kind of scare me like you for the. I was kind of like, I don't know CPR, you know, the whole like,
Listen.
I'll be like this. Oh, Grant, shit.
No, you bet not, God. My insurance ain't paid up on you yet.
No, don't you pass out because Granny going to be the one administering CPR.
I'm going to harvest your organs for the black market. Because you know what, y'all? I looked up, you know, there was a little picture I looked up one day.
A kidney can go for almost
$22,000. Hey,
that's
yeah. And
that's believe. That got dark.
Sure. And that's believe. I was on Google typing in how could I live without my kidney?
You got two.
I'm selling bone.
I mean,
you can sell your plasma, you can sell your bone marrow, you can sell your sperm. You can get yourself money from your body.
You can't get that much for all that stuff. Do you get $50 for plasma? I'm not trying to show like
plasma sounds good.
If I could sell a testicle, a spleen, a lung, I'd be like, here.
You know, your male, y'all only need one testicle. But keep your kidneys if you like the drink. Keep your kidneys.
Oh, I like the drink. I can't though. I'm like one of your kidneys.
I almost got alcohol. I'm like, well, it was
85. I guess we're getting rid of that one though. I guess we're getting rid of that one.
I got an idea. We should make this in every show. We need Granny to come over.
We don't need Granny for every show. I don't think we need Granny. Granny kind of.
Y'all, this is Granny T with Dino Games. We here playing with these snake motherfuckers.
Ain't no, 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 no.
Granny can't say that on the radio.
Okay, Granny can say a lot of things on the radio.
Oh, but Granny still.
Granny. Well, Granny, you're talking to. Do you need your medication?
Do you need your damn medication?
Actually, I do.
No, we know you do.
Who else is watching? Let's give them a shout out.
Shout outs going out really quickly to what's up, Justin? My friend Mr. Justin Dietz on his own YouTube channel. You should check that out.
We're gonna go come and stop on your channel for a couple of videos. You'll get some.
Justin, if you can hear me, link your channel in the comments or the name of you. If you can you hear me?
Baba, can you hear me?
You did was like, Baba, can you hear me?
We don't
me?
Do subtitles.
Granny sung that song. You don't tell Granny how to sing on there.
Baba, can you hear me? Okay, again. We gonna keep on going. We gonna
Who
keep on
watching?
Going.
Speaking we gonna keep song, on going. Let me tell you. You
Who
know
else
that
watching?
Song, that one night only yeah. song that girl that girl did up on Dreamgirls? That was Granny's song. Granny was talking about them one night only.
Stop. Bye.
One night only.
I am so willing to hit you with something.
I will really get up and leave the studio right now.
I don't
give a damn.
Yeah.
Beat your ass. And
we only got like two people right now, Justin and Chelsea. Viewers come and go. Especially when I make it like worldwide view, they don't come like that for some reason. Because Facebook kind of sedated on these things.
They tried to put me in a home one time, and them old people tried to fight me.
They tried to make me go back into the home, but I said, no, no. No.
The yes, people try to hit me and I them people goddamn ass.
Let me say this real quick. Who would love to see an animated Madea film featuring Sugar Mama from the Proud Family?
Oh, that'd be interesting.
That would be beautiful. I could
see it. Yeah.
You could?
Yeah.
So keep you all
Sugar Mama and Puff.
Oh Lord Jesus. So keep you all
talking about Sugar Mama Pratt. That's my best.
Sugar Mama Pratt.
You know what, Granny? Granny, I think it's time for you to go back where you came from. Your limit is outside gone.
And I wish you would go back.
I swear, in my head, I was going to Africa.
Y'all are killing around. Like, y'all are really good. Oh, man,
I'm trying to talk to Randy like that.
Ralph said something about Ralph. Key said something about Africa and Ralph just went off. No,
what grandma said?
What she said?
You want me to repeat it?
No, okay.
Grandma gonna repeat it anyway.
No.
Like, you said that grandma need to go back where she came from. I was like, I wish you go back too. I wish your mama would have swallowed you. But she
I don't really pray that nobody listens.
Ralph is just.
I gotta pull this back, Ralph.
Granny loves
all Ralph.
That's dark.
That is your laugh. That is your laugh. I gotta pull this out.
Granny loves all of y'all.
We can make a laugh show with your laugh. We can make a laugh show.
We should. Compilation.
Oh,
Granny love
all. Oh, God. What you bring having every week?
What? Okay, y'all. We are actually an hour into this right now. What else do y'all want to talk about really quick before we cut this short? What else y'all want to talk about?
Oh, Devin didn't hear. I went to a speed date.
Good job. Did you meet anybody?
Yeah.
Well, what's her name?
Did they friend zone you is the real question.
Shut up, son.
So you ain't meet nobody then. So they friend zone you.
So did you meet anybody?
Yeah, but we turned out to be friends.
Then you ain't really meet nobody.
You never have too many friends.
Oh, wait, hold on. Yes, you can.
Well, you never know. A friend could become a friend with benefits.
There you go.
I don't want that. I want a house on the hills with a little child named Debbie.
Debbie?
Why Debbie?
Well, I don't know.
Well, you almost had a little sister named Debbie.
Oh, this got dark. Yeah,
but Devin turned out to be Paul.
Did you just assume Debbie's gender?
Oh, fuck Debbie.
Oh God. This is the the first and last time we are doing this, okay? We're not doing this anymore. This is done.
Young man by the balls.
Well, I mean, if you grab old men by the balls, they crumble to dust. So you gotta grab some. Some gotta be grabbed.
I got, you know what though, because of you, then I have to rate this crap explicit when I upload it. And, I have to rate this explicit.
Rated 21.
Oh, Crusher.
I say that, but still bring Granny back.
Granny gonna be here for a while.
We can see that.
That's what we need to do. You don't think that's gonna be a good idea?
I ain't say that. You don't know me.
I wish I didn't know you, but I do. What are you trying to show out in front of all these people? Don't show out.
Guys, I'm gonna say this again. We're like an hour in. Please like, share, and subscribe to all of the social media networks on the show.
Let us know if y'all want Granny to come back for the next show.
For the love of God, please say no. Please, for the love of God, please say hell no. For the love of God. So, yes, do not forget to like, share, and subscribe to this video. Go to Blog Talk, Blog Talk Radio, the DeAndre Network. Share it, listen to it. Download if you wanted to. Go ahead and sample out Ralph's Love. We can make it into like a little soundtrack sound bit. Or if you have a weird laugh, bro. You have a weird laugh.
No, you know, he has a unique laugh.
Girl. Unique way to sue
you. Don't talk about your brother like that. Don't talk about your brother.
And for the last time today, I am DeAndre.
This has been gotta be the last time,
huh? For the last time on the show.
Oh, why you ain't the show?
For the last time on the show, I am DeAndre, aka Peace. Two people like, share, and subscribe to the DeAndre Network. Please subscribe to the DeAndre Network on Blog Talk Radio. Links will be hopefully in the description on this podcast if I remember to do it. Once again, thank you so much. Tell Mark to suck it, okay? All right, everybody. Peace out, and have a very good weekend. I love you. Peace and much love.